Week two at Moms with Swords. I'm going to miss you guys next week. When we get started and then we have to stop, I feel so stalled because we just start with such a bang. I have still been on my holy high, I like to call it, from last Thursday. If you were not here, I would encourage you to watch the podcast. But it's always hard for me to encourage people to watch the podcast because I just feel like there's something that you just feel in this room. There's just something you feel. And if you don't know what that is, it's not anything of me. It's the Holy Spirit. And we invite him every Thursday to just, like a big circle cut on the front, on the top of this roof, just a big circle cut open, and just that his rain of his presence would just flood us. And it does that. And I hope it goes through the podcast. If you're listening by podcast, I hope you feel the rain because we feel it here. It's an amazing start. So many of you have told me, have texted me, have emailed me, have messaged me about the rocks. One of the leaders even, she said, "Joy, I like my rock. Why are you calling out my rock? I really like my rock." Rocks or these lies, they can seem so comfortable to us because they've been with us so long. We've just believed them for so long. We've carried them around for so long that they're just kind of like a part of us, aren't they? And man, I pray he exposed some rocks last week. I believe he did, and I believe he's going to continue that. And today we're going to even talk about thorns. But I have a picture that the Lord gave me. Julie, it's in my Lies Women Believe book. My sweet sister comes every week, y'all. She's got way adult children, and she comes every week. Isn't that so sweet? Yes, that one. The Lord gave me so many pictures about this session, so many word pictures. I shared maybe one or two last week, but I guess for me, I told y'all I don't have a fluffy message, and I don't even have a comfortable message. And sometimes I fuss about the Lord. I'm like, "Lord, can't I just talk about, you know, parenting 101? And he's like, "No, you can't." Particularly this session, y'all. Like no other session. And if I could have written this is exactly the mandate that I feel, that our leadership team feels, totally personifies what we believe this session at Moms with Swords. If this is your first session, man, do you even know that God has embarked you in an amazing mission? Because I believe this to be our best session yet, y'all. I really do. I really, really do. And I say that about every session, but I promise you, I really mean it about this session. To me, this is a session like none other. And if I could have penned this, what I feel our clarion call for this session is, she wrote it in the book. And y'all, the Lord just strategically put this in my hands last week. And so I want to read just what I think I've been mandated to do this session for you. And hopefully the person sitting beside you feels that she wants to do for you. It's out of page 23. This is our resource book, Lies Women Believe. I read this book many, many years ago, and this just happened to be the book that when they asked me, "Joy, we need a resource book, what is it?" And I just happened to say this, had no idea where we were going as a session. There's no coincidences with Jesus, y'all. Those are only the times he likes to remain hidden. Nancy Lee DeMoss said that she became aware of a woman who had become emotionally involved with one of the pastors at her church. And Nancy says, "When I became aware of the situation, I called her at work because I did not know how much her husband knew. She was a receptionist for a company. I knew we might not have long to talk. After telling her who I was, I got right to the point." Y'all, I'm gonna get right to the point every Thursday. Which I introduced with a word picture. If I looked out the window in the middle of the night and noticed that my neighbor's house was on fire, I would run next door and do whatever I had to do to get their attention and to get them out of danger. If necessary, I would scream and pound on the door. Listen, I wouldn't worry about whether they felt annoyed because I was waking them up. I was waking them up in the middle of the night, and I wouldn't be the least concerned about hurting their feelings. Oh, I hurt people's feelings all the time. Then I said to this woman, I have to tell you that you are in a burning house. You are in grave danger because this is a desperate situation. I'm not going to worry about what you think about me or about hurting your feelings. I am going to do whatever I can to warn you about the danger that you are in and to help you get out of that burning house before it's too late, y'all. That, I am zealous to tell you, women are believing lies. And it is robbing you of the abundant life that God has purposed you to live. And as I told you last week, if you are robbed of abundance, guess who else is robbed? Those little eyes that watch you every day. I am in a burning house. I've had to have people come and knock on the door and say, Joy, Joy, get out. And yes, I've gotten a little aggravated with them. I said, I don't really think that. Yes, you do. Y'all, it's no coincidence that over the Christmas holiday, I was in the book of Acts. God had me from chapter 1 all the way through. And Paul, bless his heart, he's constantly brought before the high council because he's constantly in trouble for saying the wrong things he's not supposed to say. Kind of like me. But you know what stuck out at me through all the whole book of Acts? You know what Paul's response is every time? I must obey God. Y'all, I have to obey him. You have to obey God. And sister, if you're sitting next to a friend that is in a burning house, guess what God is wanting you to do? Get out! God is mandating you for such a time as this. He needs courageous women, bold women, that will speak the truth in love and not fear man. It is for freedom, Galatians 5. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Mom, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. And it's time to get rid of the rocks and the thorns, those lies that the enemy is keeping us shackled to our feet. So therefore, we are not living in freedom. And therefore, those little babies in our houses are seeing a mom that is not abundant and free, but a mom who is shackled and chained because she's believing a lie. No more. No more. It is time that we, can you imagine what will happen if every mom in this sanctuary or at the sound of my voice from this podcast, if every mom really takes this word and, as James says, doesn't just hear it, but does something about it and says, okay, God, I want you to expose it. I want you to expose it, and I want to do something about it. Y'all, what would happen? What would happen to your soccer team? What would happen to your football team, your dance, but your homeschool group, your public school? If we had some mamas walking in there with some authority Because they know who they are, and they are not believing who the enemy says they are. They know who God says they are. They are established, as our theme of this session is. They know that they are firm, they are fixed, they are stable. They are not whole. They are not always going to have it all together. They're not perfect. We are human. But in Christ, we are free, and in Christ, we are firm, fixed, stable, and secure. What would happen if we got a hold of that? You're in a burning house. And my job this session is to allow the Holy Spirit, because that's what she says. She says, it's not, you know, this lady totally turned, but it wasn't anything she did. It was the truth of God's word, y'all. Don't you take my word and apply it. No, you take his word and you apply it. It is the truth. You will know the truth. And what? If you know the truth, it will set you free. Not Joy's truth. Not your pastor's truth. You know the truth maker, the truth keeper, Jesus himself, it will set you free. Man, I'm ready like never before. I am ready. And it's been hard, and I have not liked it, and I've gotten mad. But I am walking. I had some lady pray over me not too long ago, and she said these words. And when she said them, it was like God just ripped off what I had been thinking, and he just re-wallpapered with that statement. She said, Joy, you were walking in a level of freedom that when women get in your atmosphere, they're going to get free. Y'all, may that be said of every one of you, that you walk in such freedom that Christ sets you free, that your household, your husband, gets free of his junk. Come on, y'all, it's possible. It starts with us. It starts with us. And we must know who we are in Christ. There's something that some of you might have gotten. I can't remember if you got it or your prayer leader has them. But there's something called your father's love letter. I don't know if anybody has ever seen this. It's amazing. Because if you don't know who you are in Christ, it's a lot harder to fight the lies. You are a favored lady. You know, when the angel came to Mary and said, you know, blessed and highly favored, you are the highly favored one. One translation says you are a favored lady. Y'all, look at your sister beside you and say, you are a favored lady. You are a favored lady. You are a favored lady. That's who God says you are. You are not who your past, you are not what you did in your past. You are not what you did in your past, y'all. Christ has set you free from that, but it's yours to walk in freedom. It's your choice. And sometimes you just got to tell yourself, no, I'm not. Listen, I am familiar with all your ways. In you, Jesus, I live and move and have my being. I am not a mistake, for all my days were written in your book. For you are my provider, and you meet all my needs. You rejoice over me with singing. Y'all, some of us need to take this to our bathroom mirror. And instead of Facebook being the first thing we look at, we need to look at this the first thing in the morning. I have always been your father, and I will always be your father. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You got to know who you are so you can fight the enemy of your soul. Our theme verse is Psalm 90, verse 17. But I want to read this little part before we start jumping into the next part of the soil, the thorns. I want to read verse 16 of this Psalm 90. This verse in Psalm 90, verse 16, it says, let us, your servant, see your work again. Let our children see your glory, your majesty, your splendor. Mom, do your children see His glory in your life? Do your children see His glory in your life? Let our children see your glory. Man, what a prayer I've started praying for my kids. Man, let them see your glory, God, and let them see it through me. You know how when you don't see somebody for a long time, you know, they're your friend, they've been your friend, but when you don't see them for a long time, they kind of move from being a friend to an acquaintance. That kind of happened to me not too long ago. I kind of moved from being a friend of somebody's to an acquaintance of somebody's. Because that time just kind of wore away. And see, moms, I need to see God every day. If I'm going to survive, if I am going to believe that this is who I am, I got to see God every day. I got to see Him every day. Because that time spent with Him speaks to the soil of my heart. Jesus is in everything. Everything is about Him. We should see Him in everything. My husband says, Joy, you can turn anything to a spiritual matter in 5 minutes. And I can. Y'all, because Jesus is in everything. I mean, I can't believe I'm going to say this because it's going to be podcast, but y'all, I remember as a 17-year-old girl praying about my monthly visitor. I did because I believed He cared about it. I really do. He cares about every hair on my head. He cares about you. Think He's not going to care about that? He cares about everything. He is in everything. Look at Acts chapter 17, verse 28. For in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring. One translation says we exist. Y'all, we exist for Jesus. So what is your status with Him? I like to say we're going steady. You know, on Facebook, you can check. Some of you might have now, after last week, checked me as an acquaintance. Or some of you might have even blocked me. you know, you can check in that little box, close friend, friend, acquaintance, or you can block them off. That's kind of like we do with the Lord, right? Kind of like, well, I'm your friend on Sunday. I come to church. I come to Moms with Swords on Thursday. That's twice, Lord. That is twice. Y'all, we got to see Him every day. Man, I got to see Him every day because I don't want y'all to see me. I want y'all to see Him through me. Because this heart, ooh, man. And because my kids, wow, they get a fleshly mama often. But the more and more I see Jesus, the more they see Jesus through me. The more and more I see Him, the more they see Him through me, and the more they want to see Him for themselves, because that's really what it's about. So what's your relationship status with Jesus? Because that relationship status is going to speak to the soil of your heart. We're going to continue in Mark 4 today. We're going to continue this talk on the soil and how we receive or we don't receive the word. It's a direct correlation to the soil in our hearts. Maybe possibly to that relationship status with Christ. We saw last week how some cannot even receive Him or from Him because they don't know Him. And then we saw how some of us just have got too many rocks in the way. And man, I believe in Jesus' name that already some rocks have been blasted with some dynamite. Did God reveal any rocks last week? Anybody take some dynamite to some rocks last week? After last week, yes, amen. God reveal any rocks for anybody? We got to take that backhoe. Hey, listen, if you just got to take a little chisel, there's victory. If God's just handed you a little chisel just to chisel away, there's victory. There's victory. You know, there's that hymn that says, "Bind my wandering heart to thee." You see, that has been the story of my life over these last few months, that God, this journey that he and I have been on, he has just shown me, Joy, you got to bind your wandering heart to thee. Because if not, that soil, those lies, those rocks are going to get so much that you can't believe what I say about you. So I've got to bind my wandering heart to him, so that my soil in my heart stays clear of the rocks. And as today, we're going to look at the thorns. Look at verse 7 of Mark 4. Mark 4, verse 7. It says, "Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns came up and choked it, and it yielded no grain." Y'all, thorn here in the Greek in this verse means a thorn. Imagine that. A prickly plant. A thorn bush. Now a thorn, if you look up the word thorn in the dictionary, the regular dictionary, thorn is a sharp, pointed appendage coming off of a plant for, listen what it is for, defensive purposes. Now, I know none of you are defensive in this room. None of us struggle with that. Oh, none of us struggle with being defensive at all. I do. This is a struggle that in a second, my soil can go there. My soil can go there. Listen, defensive thorns. And see, when those thorns, the reason that those thorns, I believe, are prickly and defensive, think about your house. Think about the windows underneath your house. What do you normally have planted there? You have bushes, right? And when you get up close to those bushes, what do you find when you go into those bushes? You know, when a ball, your kid hits a ball and it goes in that bush, you're like, ow! Because there's thorns on that bush under your window to defend the people that are living inside that house. And you see, that's exactly what the enemy does to our hearts. He shoots out these thorns. So when that word is coming in, I don't need to know that. I don't have any lies. I am not believing anything. Why did he say that? Oh, and what does it do? It keeps that word from penetrating and actually the protection of the person, the heart. Listen to this. It chokes it out. That verse said, the thorns came up and choked it out. Y'all, listen to this. This is amazing. This choked out here in the Greek, it literally, it's choked because it's joined with something. One commentary says it operates in people, listen, having wrong identifications. Are you believing who he says you are? Are you believing? Are you identifying with who he says you are? It says doing this, this commentary continues, doing this cuts a person off from Christ's provision, his life supply, deadly connections to sin. Listen to this, y'all. This is what happens when we don't tend to the thorns, when we stay prickly and defensive, when we keep those rocks around. This is what happens. Deadly connections to sin. leaves the spiritual person inoperative, stalled, spiritually suffocated. That is the sideline mama 101. And listen, everybody quotes this, Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Everybody, and yes, that is so true. But let me tell you something people don't know is that just as Jesus has plans for your life, there is a calculated method that the enemy has calculated and purposed to take you down and to do just what this says, to make you inoperative, to make you stalled, and to make you spiritually inactive. That is the plan. There is a plan to prosper you, and man, that is truth. But if you don't know that there's also a plan, a calculated method, he is a lion. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober. Be sober, you checking your soil, mom. Be well-balanced and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. You be standing knowing that God has a plan for you, but you better have your eyes in the back of your head watching for this lion. Listen, the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking somebody to devour. Seeking somebody to stay in a defensive posture so they don't receive the truth, so they don't see the burning house around them, and so eventually they're totally inactive. He wants to take us out, mom. He wants to take us out. Listen, I did some, my little, John William, too little, I know, he's too little, but he got little braces yesterday. And I was sitting there, and man, I had some time with Jesus in the orthodontist. I had my own little corner. I did some studying of lions. Because the Bible, I love the language of the Bible. It refers to him as many things, but this in this verse refers to him as a lion. And based on these thorns and this defensive, I just started thinking, and I looked about lions. Y'all, lions, you know what they do when they're hungry? They stalk their prey. They stalk them. They hide. And you know what? Some of the most successful hunts are done in the dark of night. Where does your mind go in the dark of night? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Listen, if you're battling thoughts at 3 o'clock in the morning, you get up and you speak this to yourself. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You speak it back. And listen to this about lions. They are good at hiding, and they are phenomenally patient. Ooh, your devil, your enemy, he's phenomenally patient. And he's now phenomenally mad at you. And he wants to keep you unrecognizing the rocks and the thorns. Let me ask you, daughter, do you know whose you are? Do you know that you're established no matter what circumstances dictate to you? Do you know that you are his, and in him you are firm, you are secure, and you are stable? Because he's coming at any opportune time he can to tell you that you are none of those. And he wants you to stay literally joined with a sin or a rock or a thorn. He wants that for you. That is his goal for you. He doesn't want you to walk in the freedom that God died for you to walk in. Hear me. You cannot allow yourself to be joined. Man, and over these next 9 weeks, may we detach, may we cut off. Sweet Anne back there has this verse that the Lord gave her, and it's so applicable. Even now the axe is being laid to the root. Y'all, let that happen in Jesus' name in our lives over these next 10 weeks. Let God, in the truth of his word, lay the axe to the root of the thorn and the rock. I am ready. Man, I am ready. As we walk out this walk with the lover of our soul, as you're going steady with him. Oh, I just love that picture. As you go steady with him, those thorns that want to defend the rock. You have every reason to be mad at her. You should run away. He spoke that way to you? Absolutely. That teacher said that to your daughter? Oh. Y'all, the thorns are there to defend the lie. And those rocks, as you go steady with your Savior, those rocks and those thorns, that time spent with him, guess what it does? It cuts it off at the root. It cuts it off at the root. Our pastor says something, and I love it. And this is, again, I think why I'm so mandated to not be fluffy. I just got to give you this message because, y'all, hell is prevailing. The enemy is winning because women, believers in Jesus are shackled to their thorns, are shackled to their rocks. So they're not able to do anything in our homes. And like I said last week, if we are shackled, chances are our kids will be shackled by the very same rocks, y'all. Your rocks and your thorns, you think they just apply to you? You think they just affect you? Think about that thorn bush that goes all the way across your window. It's big, it's long. It would affect lots of people. The same with our thorns and our rocks. They will affect lots of people. I have to see God, y'all. I have to see God every day to keep from having a wrong identification of myself. I have to keep reminding myself who I am, y'all. That is one of my biggest rocks that I just overturned in my life through some counseling. I don't know who I am in Christ. From way back in my childhood, I was Joy the singer. I was Joy the one that made everybody, I did a show for everybody. I was Joy on Star Search. I was Joy who won all the awards for singing. I was Joy who got to go on the road at 19. I was Joy who traveled with Beth Moore. I was Joy who went to Women of Faith. That's who I was. No, that's what I did. That's not who I was. So I am learning now at 45, y'all, it's never too late. I am learning, who do you say I am, God? Who do you say I am? Not what I do, not a role I play. Who do you say I am? I have to stay so bound to him. I have to see him every day so that a wrong identification does not attach itself to my heart. Because thorns can start out small, y'all, but left unchecked, you find the seed, that First Peter seed that we talked about, that imperishable seed that we all house if we know Jesus. We find that seed intertwined with a thorn bush, and it chokes out life. And listen, it makes us inoperative, it makes us stalled, and it makes us spiritually suffocated. How bad do you want to look at the rocks now? Man, Freedom is what God wants for you. Look at Romans 6, 22. This is it, y'all. Listen, but now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. Let me stop right there. Listen. When you first started dating your husband in a serious way, what did you have to do? You might have had to break off some acquaintances, right? Listen, I had guy friends I loved guys because they were really low maintenance. So I had lots of guy friends. But guess what? When me and Todd started really being serious, guess what? I couldn't invite him over to my house to spend the night, sleep on the couch with in my parents' house. I couldn't do that anymore. And listen, you got to do some things, y'all. You can't just say, okay, I see this rock, and now, God, you're going to blast it. Y'all, listen, I can't even, listen. Todd and I used to watch this show. I'm not going to say the show. I loved this show. It made my blood pressure go up, but I loved this show. And it just came back on after the Super Bowl, and Todd taped it, and I wanted to watch it. Y'all, I couldn't even watch it. So I just had to turn back on Disney Channel because that's about all I am able to watch anymore. Y'all, because, listen, not because I'm holy. Not because I'm holy. It's because I am so bound to wonder that I can't even watch certain things. Y'all, I can't even listen to certain things. I cannot go certain places. I cannot drink certain things. I just can't do it because the things for me that I want to lead to holiness and result in eternal life, I've just got to do them. I've got to do something. So God may be asking you, I'm asking you to give up, I'm exposed to rock. Now I'm going to ask you to do something. I've got a dear friend of mine that God is doing that very thing in her. Something that seems really trivial. If I said it, you'd be like, that's not a big deal. To her life, it is. To her path to holiness, it is. And listen, the path to holiness is worth it for my friend. So she's easily given up this rock. For the wages of sin, y'all, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Freedom is God's, that is his plan for you to walk in. This rock of mine, I'll just tell you as I'm fixing to close, this rock of mine that the Lord has exposed. I've known about this rock. You know, there's some rocks that you just kind of know it's in you. And I've got a rock called fear. I don't know if anybody else struggles with fear, but I've got a rock called fear. And it's just in my family. Y'all, it was in my grandmother. It was in my grandfather. It was in my mama. And now it's in me. Listen, it's in my physical me. This is what I'm learning. It's in the physical makeup of my body, yes. It's in my DNA of my physical, my family DNA. And I had a chisel. Because listen, we're never going to be fully made whole until we're in the presence of Jesus, y'all. We are flesh, we are bones, we are human. It's a struggle every day. Spirit, flesh, spirit, flesh, spirit, flesh. Anybody else struggle? Spirit, flesh, spirit, flesh, spirit, flesh. So this rock of fear is something I know that I probably will have to chisel every day of my life. But y'all, the other day, I thought that I had really made progress with this rock, and I got in the car with my 15-year-old to drive here. And y'all, it was like a cloud enveloped that car. When we got here, I couldn't even function. Like, people like, are you, because when your name is Joy, dang it, there's a lot of expectation. So a lot of people are like, were you okay? But y'all, it took me like an hour to come out of this fog of fear. And I told a friend of mine, she gave me a little clip of scriptures that to hang when Sydney drives. And I'm just going to confess them. I'm going to confess them. I'm going to confess them. Because y'all, listen, that cloud didn't just affect me. It affected my 15-year-old, and it affected my 12-year-old sitting in the back. They felt it. That's mama's rock. That's my physical makeup. But listen what Jesus has been telling me. Joy, that is your physical makeup. Galatians 3:26 says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That is my DNA now. So while fear may be in my physical DNA, guess what? It is not in my spiritual DNA. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love because perfect love casts out fear. And what does 1 John 4:8 say? That God is love. So God is love. So his love casts out fear. So guess what, Joy? Yes, it may be a rock in your life. And yes, you may struggle with it every day, but it is not in your spiritual DNA. It is a lie of the enemy to just say, well, it's just like my mama. I'm just like my mom. Said that for years, y'all. And now you know what I say. I'm just like my daddy. I've got my daddy's blood in me. Therefore, I don't have to be shackled to fear. I don't have to be. You don't have to be shackled with resentment or bitterness or lack of self-esteem. You don't have to be. It's not in your spiritual DNA. Do not listen to that lie. Man, I wasn't even gonna say this, but I feel it in my belly. Somebody needs to know that this morning. It is not in your spiritual DNA. Stop saying it. Woo, in Jesus' name, I feel that. Does anybody have a thorn today? Listen, we all got them. We all got them, big or small. Even now, the enemy's rising up in some people. He's in some of us. He's saying, God, her thorn is really big. She doesn't even see her thorn. Hey, y'all, we all got them. Look at your neighbor and say, you got thorns. And say, and I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you enough to tell you what it is. Listen, my thorn looks different than your thorn. And you know how if some of you are sitting there today and say, well, you know, I haven't really seen any rocks or I haven't seen any thorns. I'm gonna say something. Listen, I said this in my kitchen yesterday, and I was like, oh. If you don't know maybe where your rock or thorn is, whatever it is that really makes you mad, that whatever it is that happens to your child really makes you mad, why don't you just ask the Lord, why does that make me mad? Could that be a rock of mine? Ooh, I just stepped on all over some toes. And listen, it stepped on my toes yesterday because some of the things I get so mad that come against my kids, it ain't their issue. It's mama's issue. So if God hasn't shown you any thorn or rock, and listen, it's his job to do that. It's not my job. I'm not making you. I mean, listen, we all got them. We just got to let the Holy Spirit shine the light. We're fixing to say that. But if we haven't really seen them, just see what makes you really mad about stuff that happens to your kid and just say, maybe I really struggle with being left out. Maybe I really struggle with being passed over or not heard, not seen. And Jesus, what can I do about that? Ephesians 1:18, y'all, this is the goal. This is the goal of these 10 weeks, Ephesians 1:18. I pray that your hearts will be flooded. Listen, flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope to those he called, his holy people who are his rich. Listen, that's who you are. You are his rich and his glorious inheritance. Y'all, we just need him to flood our hearts with light. The enemy wants to get us stuck on the thorn, be defensive of the thorn. And listen, Jesus is calling us today. This is a vision of Moms with Swords. This is our mission statement, that God would awaken moms. Our goal over these next 10 weeks, y'all, is for God to awaken us, to awaken mamas, to remind you whose you are. Let His light flood over those thorns and those rocks and detach Him. Y'all, listen. Listen to what verse 19 says. This is how you do it. His power alone is ready to come and arrive. Do we have verse 19, Ann? Oh, shoot. It talks about the power. I need my Bible, Julie. It's in there because I got to read it. This is how we do it. Power in the... Anybody ever heard, if you've watched Beth Moore, you've heard her say this, dunamis. And where do we get the word dynamite from, dunamis? So it is said over 120 times in the New Testament, 120 times. And this verse in Ephesians 1, 18, look at verse 19. I'm going to read it to you because we don't have it. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of His power, and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of His mighty strength. Y'all, that's how you get rid of a thorn. That's it. The power, the dunamis power. It's the greatness of His power. There is no rock too big. There is no thorn too intertwined that His dunamis applied cannot burst it open and break it off. Man, every day I apply that power to my fear. Every day. I keep this in front of me. Now when I get in the car, I've got my little note cards. When my Sydney's driving, I'm just going to read. And she's going to say, why are you reading, Mom? I'm going to say, because I'm scared. I'm going to apply that great power. You apply that power to that rock of possible bitterness. You apply that power to that possible rock of anger. There is no rock. Listen, there's no rock. You are not too old. You are not too young. That God's power cannot bust it wide open. But you've got to allow God's light to expose it first. And that is what we're after this session. God's power, God's light to expose every rock. You know, that's what the Word of God does. It says the Word of God in Hebrews, it's living, it's active, and it's going down to it's dividing soul and spirit. Y'all, there is no place too hidden that God's powerful Word cannot find it and break it apart. Man, the enemy wants to keep us in that place of, wait, no, you couldn't, no, it's the shame, it's too far, it's too deep down there. He couldn't, he can. It's too dark. You don't know, Joy, what I did. You don't know my past. You don't know what happened to me. I cannot, it can expose that. It can. And maybe today, y'all, I'm just going to call you to courage today. As you, everybody, let's go ahead and stand up, move into prayer time. Man, I just feel the Spirit of God saying that He is fixing to give some of you some holy courage. And that you are, what does the Bible say? Confess your sins to one another, that what? You may be healed. Y'all, I want to just pray over you a holy courage that if you're something stirring in your heart, that's Jesus. If there's something down there, some rock, some thorn that God he's just bubbled it to the surface like He did mine. I really was like, I don't have that many. And then I was like, Lord, just show me. Oh, He showed me. But y'all, His dunamis has been being applied. And guess what? I'm walking in a level of freedom that you come in my atmosphere, you're going to be free. The same for you today. It's time to unshackle some feet, y'all. And that is that sister sitting beside you. If you need to confess something to her that you may be healed, God, I pray you have a holy courage. As our prayer leaders go make their way to the back, I just want to pray over you. and bless you that there is no thorn too big, no rock too heavy, that your God and his dunamis power cannot break through. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord, for the holy privilege of just being a mouth. God, it is your word. God, let your word, Father, fall on some women today that are ready to get unshackled, that are ready to take the clippers to that thorn, that defensive thorn. They're ready to take the axe to the root of it in Jesus' name. They're ready to cut it off at the root, God. Burn it and be done with it. God, I pray for a holy courage, Lord. There are some, I don't know who you are, but you know who you are. There are some that the Holy Spirit is pricking you to say. He's just telling you to confess it to somebody. Confess it to your sister. Confess it to that prayer leader. Confess it because I'm ready to heal you. You just got to confess it. Man, I pray a holy courage rise in this room, even on the ears that are listening to this podcast. They go somewhere. They go to their job or to their prayer group, and they say, I got to confess it. The Holy Spirit's telling me I got to confess this. Man, I believe it from the depths of my belly. There's somebody that the Spirit is saying, confess it. Bring it to light. Bring it to light. Don't let it stay in the darkness anymore, because that's the greatest tactic of the enemy. He prays. He stalks in the darkness. Bring it to light. Bring it to light today. Man, God, I call forth rocks and I call forth thorns, Jesus. Because your daughters are ready to walk in the freedom that you've set us free to walk in. Holy Spirit, have your way. Man, and maybe some will go into the prayer groups and they'll confess it there. Man, may that be a holy space in these prayer groups, God, today. Man, you are a gentle and a tender and a loving Father. May you seep us and saturate us in these next few minutes in your love. This is a safe space. Man, I just feel the Father saying, he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you, thorns and all. But he's ready for you to walk in the freedom that the cross gave you access to walk in. Man, receive that freedom today. Jesus, have your way. Jesus, have your way. Man, your daughters glorify and honor you. Jesus, you are, man, this is a holy moment, y'all. Man, his presence is, he's walking throughout this room. I feel the hem of his garment. Man, let's just touch it. Let's just touch it and we will be healed. God, work. Man, you are worthy of your name. You are worthy of your name today, Jesus. In Jesus' name we say amen. Now you go, the prayer leaders are back there, and if you don't need prayer, if you just want to pray in your seat, just let this be a holy time, and then we'll go to our prayer groups. But just maybe sisters have to confess to one another. Just stay in a posture of prayer. Let's let the Holy Spirit do his work as he's tilled and he's worked hearts. Amen.